think it's already on, actually. God, how do I make this thing work? I've plugged it in the back, but okay, right. I know. Okay. Right. Well, this is the kickoff meeting for our project. And this is just what we're going to be doing over the next 25 minutes. So first of all, just to kind of make sure that we all know each other, I'm Laura and I'm the project manager. Do you want to introduce yourself again?
Hi, I'm David and I'm supposed to be an industrial designer.
Okay. Great. Okay. So we're designing a new remote control, and oh, I have to record who's here actually. So that's David, Andrew, and Craig, isn't it? And you all arrived on time. Yes, yeah, so to design a new remote control, as you can see, it's supposed to be original, trendy, and user friendly. So that's kind of our brief, as it were. And so there are three different stages to the design. I'm not really sure what you guys have already received in your emails. What did you get? Is that what everybody got? Okay. So we're going to have like individual work and then a meeting about it and repeat that process three times. And at this point, we get to try out the whiteboard over there. you get to draw your favourite animal and sum up your favourite characteristics of it. So who would like to go first? Very good. Right. Lovely. Right. You can take as long over this as you like because we haven't got an awful lot to discuss. Oh, cool, we do. Don't feel like you're in a rush anyway. Okay, so we might have to get you up again then. I don't know what mine is. I'm going to have to think on the spot now. Is that a whale? Yeah. Oh. Okay. God, I still don't know what I'm gonna write about. I was going to choose a dog as well, but I'll just draw a different kind of dog. Well, my favorite animal is my own dog at home. That doesn't really look like him, actually. He looks more like a pig, actually. Oh well. Do you? Oh, that's very good of you. He's a mixture of various things. And what do I like about him? That's supposed to suggest that his tail wags. He's very friendly and cheery and always pleased to see you and very kind of affectionate and he's quite wee as well, so you know, doesn't take up too much space. And he does a funny thing where he chases his tail as well. This is quite amusing, so it is, I think it is. He only does it after he's had his dinner. And he'll just all of a sudden just get up and start chasing his tail. He's around the living room. Yeah, so yeah, maybe. Maybe. Where did you find this? Just down here? Yeah. Okay. What are we doing next? Okay, we now need to discuss the project finance. So according to the brief, we're going to be selling this remote control for €25, and we're aiming to make €50 million. So we're going to be selling this on an international scale, and we don't want it to cost any more than €1,250, so 50% of the selling price. Sure. Altogether. I don't know. I imagine that's a good question. I imagine it probably is our sale, actually, because it's probably up to the retailer to sell it for whatever price they want. But I don't know. I mean, do you think the fact that it's going to be sold internationally will have a bearing on how we design it at all? I think it will. Oh yeah, regions and stuff, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, for remote control, do you think that would be, I suppose it depends on how complicated our remote control is. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What, just like in terms of like the wealth of the country, like how much money people have to spend on things like. I see what you mean. Yeah. Marketing. Good marketing thoughts. Oh gosh, I should be writing all this down.
Some kind of assumptions about what information we're giving him, and if trendy probably means something other than just basic,
Yeah.
you know, other than just standard. So I'm wondering right away, selling 25 euros, is that sort of is this going to be like the premium product?
Yeah, like how much does, a remote control cost? Well, €25, I mean, that's about like £18 or something, isn't it? Or no, is it as much as that? 16, 17, £18. I don't know, I've never bought a remote control, so I don't know how good a remote control that would get you. But yeah, I suppose it has to look kind of cool and gimmicky. Right. Okay. Let me just scoot on ahead here. Okay. Well, does anybody have anything to add to the finance issue at all?
Do you have any other background information on how that compares to other?
No, actually, that would be useful though, wouldn't it, if you knew like what your money would get you now.
For me is that, as you point out, I just don't think remote controls being something people consciously assess in their purchasing habits. It's
Yeah.
just like getting shoelaces with shoes, isn't
Oh,
it? Just
5 minutes to end of meeting. Oh, okay. We're a bit behind.
know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
sort of like how do you, I mean, one way of looking at it would be, well, the people producing television sets, maybe they have to buy remote controls. Another way is maybe people who have TV sets are really fed up with their remote control and they really want a better one or something.
I think what I mean is because you're fed up with having four kinds of remote controls to experiment
Right,
with.
right.
So in terms of just how many devices you control.
Right, so in function, one of the barriers might be
Yeah.
to combine as many uses.
Right, so do you think that should be like a main design aim of our remote control? Don't you know? Your satellite and your regular telly and your VCR and everything.
Maybe what we could use as a sort of like an example of a successful piece of technology is Palm Pilots. They're going from being just like little sort of scribble boards to cameras, MP3 players, cell phones, everything agenda. So like, I wonder if we might add something new to the remote control
Yeah.
habits, such as the lighting in your house or
Or even like, notes about what you want to watch, like you might put in later, oh, I want to watch such and such and look at. Oh, that's a good idea. So extra functionalities.
Personally, for me at home, I've combined the audio video and like television set and my DVD player and my CD player. So they all work actually function together, but I have different remote controls for each of them. So it's sort of ironic that even the sound and everything, it's just one system for each one. So it's something.
Okay. We're gonna have to wrap up pretty quickly in the next couple of minutes. I'll just check if nothing else. Okay. So anything else anybody wants to add about what they don't like about remote controls they've used, what they would really like to be part of this new one at all?
You keep losing them.
You keep losing them. Okay.
Finding them is usually your pain in the ass. I mean, it's usually quite small, or when you want it, like it's still behind the couch or
Yeah.
something like that.
You get those ones where you can, if you like whistle or make a really high pitched noise, they beep. They're, I mean, is that something we'd want to include, do you think? Don't know. Okay, maybe. My goodness. Still feels quite primitive. Maybe like a touch screen or something. Okay. Okay. Well, I guess that's up to our industrial designer. It looks better. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Right. Well, so just to wrap up, the next meeting's going to be in 30 minutes, so that's about 10 to 12 by my watch. So in between now and then, as the industrial designer, you're going to be working on, the actual working design of it, so you know what you're doing there. For our user interface, technical functions, I guess that's, like what we've been talking about, what it'll actually do. And marketing executive, you'll be just thinking about what it actually, what requirements it has to fulfill, and you'll all get instructions emailed to you, I guess. Okay. Yeah, so it's the functional design stage is next, I guess. And that's the end of the meeting. So I got that little message a lot sooner than I thought I would, so. Yeah. Okay, well, just very quickly, because we're supposed to finish now. I guess that's up to us. I mean, you probably want some kind of unique selling point of it. So,
And one factor would be production cost.
Yeah.
There's a cap there, so depends on how much you can cram into that price.
Yeah. Okay. Right, okay. Well, that's the end of the meeting then. So, thank you all for coming. God, I hope that was what they wanted us to do, isn't it? Right. How do you turn this thing off? Was it function and there we go. I think if you can just leave it on, maybe, and then, oh God, this has turned itself off. Oh, there it is. Oh, thank goodness. Okay. Right.
Lots of unplugging. It's a good thing we
operating systems. IDEA.
Oh, next semester.
Oh, next semester. Computer security, computer architecture, something else. I don't know. Sorry? No, not doing that. How'd it go? Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't really know how it's supposed to go. I wasn't expecting the 5 minutes.